she is.
That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Bring our special wash day school for brides, conducted by Professor Duff. All right, now first I'm going to ask some of you brides to step up to the microphone here and tell me just what are your biggest wash day problems. Okay, who's first?
Professor.
Yes?
I have a terrible time with my husband's work shirt. I just scrub and scrub.
Well, we'll take care of that.
Well, my problem is getting my towels white enough to satisfy my mother-in-law.
Towels, eh? Next?
I just can't find a wash day soap that's really safe for my rayons, the nicer colored thing.
Uh-huh. Problem number three, rayons. Well, girls, you certainly brought your wash day troubles to the right place. Because here's how to solve all three of those problems with just one soap.
What?
One soap for everything?
Yes, Dove. That new kind of granulated soap does everything. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery, and it does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips.
But, Professor, my mother always warned me that granulated wash day soaps were too hard on those nice colors.
Well, Dove is different from any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. It's far safer for your fussy colored rayons and nicer washables.
But, well, Dove get my towels white. They have to suit my mother-in-law, remember?
They will. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than Dove does. In fact, it can't be beat by any other soap for getting clothes dazzling white.
Don't forget me and my work shirt.
Don't you worry. Dove will get them really clean without any hard scrubbing. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Dove.
Say, if Dove can do all that, I'm going to try
me
it.
Me too.
Professor, you're wonderful.
No, it's not me. It's Dove. Just try it. You'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for D-U-Z, Dove, today. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. When you're 17 and in love with a wonderful young man, when your family is opposed at first, and his is also, when he breaks off with his family and another girl because of you, when he says he's willing to give up all the advantages of a wealthy and easy life because he wants to live his own way, and that seems to mean you, well, you, like Rosie, would do anything to cover up for the boy you love. And this afternoon, when Walter was supposed to be down at the mill seeing Jake about a job, Walter was fast asleep at home. But Rosie told her family that Walter was in another town looking for a better job. The lie is working for Walter. Listen.
Well, my hat is certainly tipped to Walter for his ambition.
Where you going, Rosie? Yeah.
I thought I'd walk up the road and meet Walter.
Well, why should you do that, darling? Why should you walk up the road? He'll probably, evidently, be very detained. I mean, he's to drive Rook. He has to see the president of the bank. And he has to go back to the house and wash up. Maybe wants to change himself. Why should you walk in the road, darling? After all, you ain't got your walkable shoes on. It looks like it's drizzling also. Why, darling? Why should you? And Papa wants to talk to you, too, about the job.
That's right. Sit here, Rosalind. Tell Papa more about the job. You think I'm not anxious?
Well, I told you all I know. Why can't I go out and meet Walter, Ma?
Because, darling, because firstly, the table is not completely set.
And secondly, I want to hear more about the job.
Well, Walter went to Drybrook and saw the president of the bank.
You see that, Sammy? A boy that never had to do a stitch of work in his life. I must say I didn't expect as much.
I did.
Did Walter say he had the job?
No, he was interviewed and it looks practically settled.
You say Walter knew these people at the bank?
Yes, and he thought it would be a good idea before he comes down in the mill to to go over and see these people and talk to them, so he went over to the bank.
Well, at least he could have called and told Papa he wasn't coming over to the mill.
Look, he wanted to surprise us. It's only natural, Sam.
I didn't say it was unnatural.
It shows energy. Energy. And energy is what we need today.
I should say, I'll take the telephone. If it's for me, Mother, darling.
If it's for you, I'll tell you it's for you.
If it's for you, the light talk on the phone. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes?
This is Dr. Keenan.
No, it's for me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I want to say something to you, Mrs. Goldberg. Is Walter there yet?
No.
Well, he's on his way over to have dinner with you.
I know.
Is Rosie near you?
Yes.
Well, then, be careful. I just wanted to say something.
Yes?
Before Walter's father left, he said he would talk to Mr. Goldberg about giving Walter a job in the mill.
Yes?
Well, I wish Mr. Goldberg would, just as soon as possible.
Who is it, Molly?
It's for me, Jay.
That boy should be occupied.
Well, wasn't he all afternoon to Drybrook? To the bank?
Drybrook? To the bank? No. Well, no, he was here all afternoon, reading a book. Then he fell asleep.
Oh.
Now, you know, Mrs. Goldberg, that's just the kind of irresponsible existence he shouldn't have.
You mean that he wasn't?
Yes. After all, Mrs. Goldberg, if the boy really wants to live independently, he has to begin.
Oh.
Or else, he'll just loaf around until his money runs out, and then run back to his family.
Molly.
I'll be right in. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Goldberg.
Hello, you're sure that he was in your house all afternoon?
Absolutely positive. Now, you understand, Mrs. Goldberg, that I'm partly responsible for the boy.
Indeed. I'll call you back.
Yes, when you get a chance.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Who was on the phone?
Nobody.
You're hungry, Papa, darling. Why don't you eat?
I'll wait for Walter, Mother.
If you want to eat, Sam.
No, we'll wait. Did Walter see at the bank in Drybrook, Russell?
Well, he didn't mention the man's name, Papa.
And you say that he practically has the job, eh?
Practically. He just has to wait to hear.
Well, that's very nice, I must say. Working in a bank suits Walter better than carrying packages in the mill on the Seymour's direction.
Where are you going, Rosalind?
I'll walk up the road and meet Walter. All right?
All right.
Congratulate him for me, Rosalind.
Well, he hasn't got the job yet. It's not definite. It's just an iron in the fire.
It's not what the boy gets. It's what he does to get it at once.
You don't need something on your shoulders over there? Coat or
no? Come on, right.
Oh.
Well, Molly, dear darling, maybe there is more to Walter than we are giving him credit for. Sammy, who is the president of the Bible Bank?
Mr. Ashley, isn't it?
Get him on the phone.
Not at this hour, Jake. Darling, the bank is closed.
A country bank is not a city bank.
Jake, why now?
A good word from a good account is always...
Leave it here.
Oh, why should you be in such...
Why shouldn't I? As long as the boy shows the initiative
but
and... find his residence.
Which is probably a private number for.
Why should you be so contrary?
Because now is not the time.
Why not?
Maybe Walter wouldn't want you to do that for.
Why not?
Walter will be here soon. Ask him.
Rosalie said not to ask questions.
I'm going to call nevertheless.
But now to call a bank and...
Hello? Hello? Get me the bank in Drybrook. I want to speak to Mr. Ashley. Get his residence then. And call me back. Where is my old deposit book? I want to recall my old deposits.
Your deposit book, I'm transferred upstairs.
Yeah. Oh, then call me when the call comes in.
Yes, we will, Jake, dear. I'll call you when the call comes in, dear. Family call up and cancel the call.
Why, Ma?
Because.
Well, what is it? Tell me.
Cancel it, family, please.
Why, Ma? Rosie invented that story about the bank, didn't she?
Family. Cancel the call.
Walter never went to the bank.
I can't find her.
I'm coming up, dear. I'm coming up. Look in the little drawer on the second bureau.
And mind you, in the second drawer, maybe it's in my black pocketbook, somewhere or another. Look, dear. Look, dear. I'm coming up presently. Cancel that. Walter didn't enter the bank.
Where you put me?
I'm coming. I'm coming this second. I'm coming.
Okay. Hello. Hello, operator. Operator. Hello. Will you please cancel that call to Drybrook? Please. Yes.
Come in, Walter.
Stay out, Sporty. You want the dog in, Rosie?
No.
Hello, Sammy.
Listen, Rosie. Did you tell
Walter? Did I what?
I don't know what's going on. All I know is that Mama knows that I know you didn't go to Drybrook.
I never said I did.
Well, Rosie said you did. My father wants to call the president of the bank there and put in a good word for you. Why did you make up that story, Rosie? Why did you?
Rosie just told me about it.
It was ridiculous.
Rosie was trying to protect me from your father's bad affair.
Does Papa know?
No, but if he ever finds out... Gee, Rosie, I...
You'll have to say that you were there, Walter.
All right. But I certainly don't enjoy lying to your father.
Why did you have to invent that story, Rosie? Walter doesn't have to work at the mill if he doesn't want to.
Sammy, please, not now.
You better say something to get my father not to call Walter.
Good evening, my enterprising young friend.
Good evening, Walter.
Did you heard yet from the bank, Walter? Walter, I'm going to put in a good word for you.
But Walter is...
That's all right, Rosalind. A little push can't hurt.
But
it's my pleasure to do something for you, Walter.
But Walter thinks that he would...
That's all right, Rosalind. Let Papa do it.
Jake.
Molly, please.
Rosalind, then tell Papa. Tell Papa he'll be very pleased to know that Walter would much rather work in the mill than the biggest bank of the biggest bank.
You mean it?
Sure, I mean it. Of course. Why did you want to?
Poor Rosie, in her effort to protect the young boy she loved, certainly forced him into an unwelcome situation. I don't mean covering her lie. Oh, no. I mean going to work at the mill, where it's obvious that Walter isn't exactly thrilled by it. And now I want to talk to just those ladies who have a stack of dirty dishes to wash every day. Are you still using a halfway soap? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it's short on safety for your hands. And if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. Well, at last you can forget such halfway soaps because New Does is here. It brings you a new kind of dishwashing. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. Yes, notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet this same Does speeds through dishes as fast as the fastest soap there is. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Try it tonight. And let those amazing suds tell you, Does really has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next week, the new situation forced on Walter, like the old one from which he escaped, arouses new obstacles and new hopes. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.